first thing we need to do is approve the minutes from 11/16/23. Has everyone had a chance to look at those? Are there any changes, comments, deletions, misquotes? Any bad omissions or anybody want to insert some jokes? You know? No? Okay.
You gotta use the joke or two, you know.
Well, then I need a motion. Shall we have, I'll give you a minute to look them over.
This is the first public hearing, isn't it?
Open.
Yep.
Yes, Humphrey Bogart says.
I know, there's been so many meetings, but this is the new one.
30 years I have not done a Humphrey Bogart question. So that's the first. Thank you. Okay, so a motion to open. We have a motion. Seconded. And do we start the recording? Sorry.
Yes, it's okay. I got it.
Didn't
Thank
remind
you.
Me to remind you.
No problem.
Okay, so we have a second. It is open.
This is the only one supposed to go before another board to get the final.
Yeah, they got it from ZBA. The paper's here for you. Are you going to have them?
Well, anyone from the public have any comments? No. Okay. So if anybody else comes in, somebody nudge me. So yeah, you may begin, and you have the resolution here, or the the resolution from the zoning board date. I don't see a date over here. On February 12th, that was filed with all the conditions there. But you can begin where you like.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Rudolph Zoda. I'm from Deacon Platt and Schmidt. I'm here on behalf of Veolia. I have Steve Garabed from Veolia with me, as well as Gary Stewart from CDM Smith, our engineering project. To give you some history on the project, we did in the back. This is a project for the construction of a second water tank on Harry Drive. And in order to construct that second tank, we went to the village board and they provided us with a special permit conditioned upon the receipt of two variances that were necessary and site plan approval. And at the January 24th meeting, we did receive the two variances. So we are before you now seeking the site plan approval. And we do just want to point out that the zoning board resolution called for an amendment to our landscaping plan from 6 to 8 foot trees to 10 to 14 foot tall trees. If this board were to find that practical, or if they didn't find it impractical. We believe that the requirement to plant larger trees is impractical, one, because of their availability, and secondly, because of their viability. If you plant those larger trees, there's a greater likelihood that they are going to die and need to be replanted. The 6 to 8 foot trees that we had on the existing landscape plan will grow rapidly, and there already is a good deal of screening there, so we feel that the landscape plan doesn't need any further amendment. But I will toss it over to Mr. Stewart to give you a little more detail on that.
Can you hear me?
You can do whatever you want.
I don't have a joke, but I'll provide some comic relief. I forgot to check my bag, and so I don't have an easel tonight. So I'm going to be flying around like, the middle of a boxing match for rounds.
You
want
to use a chair? You can use a chair.
So we can all hear.
Could you save your comments for the so we can have them on the record?
All right, just to give everybody some orientation, this is an aerial photograph. Yeah, north is up. Yeah. Halley Drive runs like this. Carl Hollow Road is down below, running like this. This is the existing site that Veolia owns. So there's a 5 million gallon tank on that site. And what our proposal is, what our project is to build a second smaller tank on the site. It's 2 million gallons. It'll be the same height as the existing tank, but obviously a smaller diameter. The project is needed for, Veolia's master plan identified additional storage needed in the area to serve high demand periods. And also, a more practical reason for it is that the existing tank is a welded steel tank that's painted, and it needs to be painted. So, and you can't take it out of service because people rely on it. So, the new tank will give Veolia some flexibility to rehabilitate the existing tank. But they'll both be in operation once the new tank is online. As Reed mentioned, we did go before the Village Board for a special use permit. At their request, we've added a lot of trees, and we worked with the village engineer, Martin Spence, as to the type of trees, but this is the side where there's kind of three closest houses are off that driveway off of Valley View Court. So we screened both the new tank and the existing tank with a lot of trees. And then also one of the comments that we received during the GML was from the Palisades State Park Commission, and they asked for some screening, so we did do a little screening of some plantings on the other side of the tank as well. The three houses that are off the driveway of Valley Court obviously have the biggest view of the tank. Other areas, like on Cal Hollow, you really can't see it looking up, up the hill. I know when you're driving on Halley, you can't really see the tank, or your tank. It's kind of down below. But We did do a couple of renderings. I guess I may have to show you all closer. So I blew up to a big, okay, fuzzy. But basically, this is the existing tank. This is off the driveway of Valley View Court. So you can see the existing tank. It's kind of a pale greenish. It needs to be painted, but basically that's the site. And you know, this is middle of winter, so and there's a lot of like broadleaf deciduous trees between that driveway and the existing tank. And you know, here's the after picture. You can kind of see the new tank. We do have the trees, the plantings for that.
That rendering, the tree is how high?
So in this rendering, they're 10 foot tall. You know, and as Rudy mentioned, you know, it's typical, I guess, to do like a six foot tree. They're more viable. They'll survive longer the smaller they are. You know, and the trees that we have are Norway spruce and white pines. They grow like 12 to 18 inches per year. So after about 2 or 3 years, they'll be 10 foot. So that's what the picture shows. The tank, we're going to paint like a forest green. So hopefully, you know, and again, this is during the winter months when leaves are gone. So, you know, there's a few months a year where, you know, residents on the driveway after that, we'll see. I'm sorry, bring them out.
This is from the south. I'm sorry, this is blocking the south.
Yeah, this is from the south. Yep. So, you know, but again, in the summertime, there's going to be a lot of deciduous, you know, leaf trees in between that hopefully people won't see.
Where's the new tank?
Right here. This new tank is right here. And here's the new tank. So.
Can I see the,
Yeah.
Gary, I think, yeah, he just wanted to see it, I think. He wanted to see it, right?
Yes, please. Yeah. Kind of before and after. This here?
Yeah.
I think it's just an empty lot.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
That's
kind of
not
going to
be built on.
Yeah, I don't know who actually owns it. Yeah, the smoke is
incredible.
There is kind of a ravine that you can't see from the aerial.
Is there a view from the residents on the left?
I didn't do a rendering of that, but it's straight. It's a pretty high, but you have to like be able to be, you know, looking quite a bit up. Yeah.
Really staring.
Yeah.
You definitely don't see it in the summer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's hard to see even in the
winter. Okay, so should we talk about the trees?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, my opinion on the trees, I think that it doesn't matter 6 foot or 10 foot. You're still going to see that water tower there, because the water tower is 25 feet high, or 30 or 40 feet high, I think is what it says. So I don't think it matters. That's my opinion.
These trees grow pretty quickly, don't they? About 2 feet a year.
So I'll just say that, so the planning board, the shrink, it must be compliance with the landscaping plan as it was last revised in November 2023. With the amendment to the landscaping plan to plant 10 foot trees instead of the proposed 6 foot, unless the planning board finds the request impracticable. They've mentioned that it is difficult to both find and to keep 10 foot trees alive. On its face, 14 does seem difficult. You know, the board has the option to consider that. You have the option to hire a landscape architect to, you know, help you with that decision.
One other question is, in terms of, you did want to have a landscape
a pretty quick...
Would that hold you up, in other words?
Yeah, and the reason being is, you know, it's not an Indiana back habitat, but they're in the area, so we want to clear trees by March 31st. So that means we need to get your all approval, get through, you know, checkpoint phase, and get the building permit, and to be able to clear trees by March 31st.
So your basic argument, I mean, you know, on the face of it, one first thinks, oh, Viola's trying to save dollars. Because I know I put trees in my backyard, and the cost is pretty penny. And for every foot, you cost more. Can you tell me that this definitely is not to save money, but really for the reason that the trees, in your opinion?
Yeah, no.
But you're not experts on tree expertise, I take it, right? I mean,
I know enough to be dangerous.
But
6 foot is what we typically do, and you know, for other, not only for other projects in other parts of the country, but also other projects in Rockland County. That's a typical height. There's a little concern here with, like, it's pretty, the soil's got a lot of cobbles, rocks, so it's sometimes you've heard of bony soil.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not very good. So I guess the concern is that the higher we go initially, the less that those, you know, less likely or more likely not to survive in the first year.
Well, you know, my own experience, I put 1 year, years ago, 15 or 20 trees in the back of my yard. I did see that the bigger, the ones they spend more money on, the big ones, like two of them die. The little ones, they grow in, and so it's like, you know, transplanting. You know, I kind of buy that argument. And you're telling me it's not a money. What I wouldn't want to hear is that it's like, oh, Viola trying to save a few bucks, which I don't think it is in here. You want them to survive. Does instead of 6 foot trees, does 6 to 8? Is that a difference? Like, in other words, if we say 6 to 8, because, you know, the zoning board, did they give a reason? I mean, on the face of it, you want taller, but as you say, it's like they're 14 feet aren't going to make a difference.
25 feet.
Right, you're still going to see the tank. So
right.
Did they give a reason why they wanted 10 to 14?
I just think... the one gentleman who had a comment just wanted to hide the tank.
So I think it will hide the tank in 20 years.
It'll take some time, and you
can accelerate that to 18 if you put in
right. Which may die, in which case in the meantime you're going to be up there disturbing the land, hurting the other roots if they root it out.
Yeah.
My opinion, for what it's worth, is I say, I don't know how the rest of the board feels, I'm fine with 6. Because I think it is unfeasible. What you're going to end up with is put the 14 trees, half of them die, then you got to go up there and replace them. And when you're up there, as you know, with the little ones, their roots are out. And when we do this kind of stuff, we always mark the lane where the tractors can't go, where the backhoes can't go, because they're rolling over the roots of the other trees. So it's like you can't win here, I think, much. That's my opinion, and I don't know how the rest of the board feels. Maybe you have questions.
The ones that will provide the most screening are white pines and Norway spruce. And that Norway spruce is one of the comments by Martin Spence. We originally... We're doing like all white pines, and he wanted to mix up a little bit.
Yeah,
so
it looks more natural.
Yeah. So
if my wife was on the board, she'd say the same thing.
Okay.
She's like, you gotta mix them up,
right.
Don't make them like
right.
Artificial.
Right. Yeah, so those are the those are the big ones that I know under plants that get out of, but the big circles are those. And then we have some eastern red cedars, again, there'll be 6 height and then American holly. They're all 6 foot height to go in. You know, the white pines and the spruces grow taller, but there'll be a nice mixture. And the other thing too that it would also be, we do have like bottom retention areas for stormwater, and we have, you know, five shrubs and 8 grass here for 7 perennial grasses, you know, so obviously not going to go that tall, but there'll be a nice mixture of, you know, so hopefully, you know, 4 or 5 years after the project's done, there'll be a nice variation, you know, it'll look as natural as we can.
The other conditions, anything you need to discuss there? It's pretty straightforward. You read them all?
Yes.
This has been no problem. Yeah?
Correct.
Well, how does the board feel? Do we need a vote?
I think we need to get site plan approval.
We need to just make a statement. Unless the planning board finds the request impracticable, which we need to, do we need a resolution for that? Make a resolution, or do we just?
You can make it part of your
part of the approval. Is that
your finding on that issue?
Our finding on condition number 5 is that it would be impractical, and so we give approval as
we got to close the public hearing first.
Everybody agree with that kind of move? All right. So, any other comments from public? No, okay. Then we need a motion to close the public hearing.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second. Okay. Approve. Close.
Yeah. Well, my comments that we had.
Oh, which one?
The plan. The plan comments.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
You didn't vote yet.
No, we closed.
They
closed the public. That's right. We still discuss it. Yeah.
Your comments for the applicants to respond to?
Yes.
Oh, so. Let's keep the public hearing
open. Reopen the public hearing.
Did you close
please?
It?
No, nothing. No, not closing.
Yeah.
I didn't hit the gavel.
We have submitted responses to the comments from the planning and from the county at this point.
Okay. Well, my main comment was for the zoning variance. We have questions regards to the height of the tank.
I didn't explain that. It's in the letter. I think Jenna passed out a packet. But so the overall, the top of the roof of the existing tank was 42 feet 6 inches from ground level. But the building inspector, Suzumo, told us to calculate the tank height for the variance as if it was a gable roof, which is the midpoint between kind of like the eave of the house and the peak. So, you know, and for a tank, it's the sidewall height and the top of the roof minus the vents. The vents are not included in that. So that's where the 37.975 comes in. And that's like the height as defined by the village code. There's 3 different types of tanks proposed. One tank is exactly the same height, overall height, 42.5. Another style is 42.18 inches, 40 feet, I'm sorry. And then the other third style is 42 feet even. So none of the new tanks will be higher than the existing tank.
Just want to make sure that the variance that you got is for the height that you received.
Yeah. It's still the same height because the existing tank is still above the...
In reviewing the other issue with regard to GML, but it seems like you preferred the Brockton County and everything. So
yep.
Cleared up?
Okay. Yeah, there's no issues.
I have another question to comment.
Right. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. All right. So now we close the public hearing. Okay?
Votes closed.
Yep.
Questions in public.
Agreed, it is closed.
Everybody?
Yes. It is unanimous. The public hearing is closed. And now, is there any other discussion, or shall we move to vote for approval?
I think we can move to vote for approval. I don't see it. I think they know they
on the basis.
Okay. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, then we need a motion to approve with the wording. We need the wording. A motion to approve with the planning board's finding that condition number 5 to increase the planting of the trees from 10 to 14 trees is impracticable and so it stands at, yeah.
That's 10 to 14 feet.
Right. Oh, no, 10 to 14 feet is impracticable, and our finding is that the 6 foot will be sufficient.
6 to 8.
Shall we say 6 to 8? Let's say 6 to 8. 6 to 8 will be sufficient. Do I have a motion for such an approval?
Can I second?
Yep. Second. Okay. All right. Who made the motion? I made the motion. Okay.
Yeah, you did.
You seconded. All agree? Approved. It is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.
There shall be water.
I'm confusing it with 92.
92.
This is the. Yeah.
All right, so now we are on to 92 Hayden Drive, construction of single family home.
Paul, you couldn't make it tonight.
Thank you.
We're here in front of this board because we're at a steep slope disturbance, and since we're disturbing the steep slopes, we need our planning board approval. What the applicant tends to do here is, as Donna was saying, it is this fairly steep hill. In order to accommodate a house there, we're going to be cutting down the hill to make a plateau. And we have, we're going to use a type of netting. You sort of see along the way where they're going to shear the mountain and put netting along the face of the wall to create a flat area for a house and a backyard. So in the front, they'll have a 10-foot high netting, and to have a garage under, so when the garage will be below, and under, and up. And in the back, towards the back, they'll have another sheer netting to create a 30 to 25-foot back level of the backyard. This, we feel, is the most least amount of disturbance to the lot itself to put a house of value, and we're keeping it as front forward as to the existing road. These are all existing lots that were approved. They will all be served by existing facilities in the road. There'll be no more new utilities in the road itself. It's just a matter of manipulating the existing tax lots to accommodate a dwelling to put a house there. And it's the way we did it. We're only going to be disturbing half of the lot. The back of the lot will be preserved. There won't be any disturbance. It'll stay in its natural state. And just towards the front of the street is where the disturbance will occur to accommodate
Just out of curiosity, the placement of this particular house, will it be comparable to the placement of the other homes
that are being proposed?
That have already been built on Haley, right next to
Haley. I've been building them, though. Yes, the building.
Okay.
And again, we got a bunch of CRTs, tax. We addressed all the comments of the engineer, the planner. I believe this is our first time in front of you guys.
And I'm sorry, I just need your name for the record, sir.
I'm Anthony.
Anthony, what's your last name?
Salentano.
Oh, okay, thank you.
The proposed netting in back.
Correct.
Well,
what we're going to be doing is, if you look at the sheets, four, really, yes, four. It's kind of like, it's going to look like a sheer cliff, like a rock cliff, and then you'll have netting to secure the cliff itself. Kind of like what you see if you ever drive along the thruway.
No,
see.
Where in relation to the placement of the house.
Gotcha. So
the left side, the north side, front,
back. So. As you go towards the house up in the front, you'll have we're plateauing the house, so there'll be a 10-foot high cliff in the front. And in the rear, towards the back of the house, 25 feet away, then they'll have about a 20-foot cliff.
And those will be the areas where the stone netting is.
Correct.
Question for the engineer. Stone netting versus retaining wall, what's the difference? Why do we see so many of this? We don't see a lot of stone netting.
Well, the retaining wall wouldn't do it.
It's too big, too high?
Yeah, it's too high. It wouldn't accomplish what they're trying to do. The rock is pretty stable on its own. The netting is preventing anything from falling.
Got it.
Those areas where there will be still netting, I mean, I realize it's to keep the rock in place, will there be any attempt to grow grass or something to also help besides?
Sure, so they can grow some vines. I'll look at the landscape plan here. Yes, we could recommend ivy, like you say, to along the base and out of the provide some type of vegetation on the netting.
Are the other houses, because I know there are at least three houses to the right of this proposed home, and they're also comparable property slopes, do they also go the route with the stone netting?
No.
Or
just stone, no netting.
What?
Or just stone there. No, it says stone things, but there's no netting.
I'm just saying the houses that are already built.
Yeah, the existing.
Right. Yeah, they did the same thing, but without the netting.
Yeah.
So your netting will provide extra security.
Correct.
Just so you guys all know, I did send out the GMLs, I know I told your team, on 2-6 for this project, so the next time they come back, we'll have whatever responses from everybody by then.
I'm sorry, Jenna, when did you send it?
February 6th.
February
6th. Yeah, we didn't get any responses yet, but we'll have them before the next meeting.
We need to categorize this as type 2 secret. And no further action will be required on that.
I'm not aware of what the issue is.
It's for the planning board attorney to determine if the LLC is, if Mr. Janelle has adequately demonstrated his right title and interest to apply to the public or the NY LLC is the record owner of the property.
Have you had a chance to look at that?
I haven't, but
okay.
I can state that Mr. Janelle is a member of Beverly Hills NY LLC.
Our office will look further at that before the next meeting.
Okay. I'll provide that for the attorney.
That would be great.
Second item is the height. How did Mr. Zumo regard the, there's a little tower in the corner that showed the architectural plan. Mm-hmm. How is that?
Does not exceed the 35 foot average mean height.
Okay, so therefore, that's okay, there's no issue in terms of that. And the GMLs will be sent out in the other house.
Okay.
Do you have a copy of the architectural plans to show or no?
I do have small ones here, but the architect said that you guys had them in your packet.
Yeah, we have them. Yeah.
Very well done.
So they're you know, it just shows, you know, that we discussed the garage on there.
What except for drilling in some aspects on the outside? It's very hard to read, like where there was even using a lit retwined magnifying glass. You couldn't make out the writing of, I'm assuming they were cast out of glass outside.
No, this is the architect, Eric.
Oh, okay. That one, yeah. It was just very hard to read. The printing was so tiny, even if it was magnified.
And shall we categorize this action as type 2 so that no further seeker should be required. We need a motion for that, yes?
Yes.
I make a motion that this be categorized as a type 2 action so that no further seeker action will be required.
Second.
All approved?
Yeah.
Specialized.
Okay. Sorry. So what's the answer? Yes or no?
No, I don't think it's necessary. I think based on the engineer said,
it
will be reviewed by the building inspector at the building permit process.
Okay.
Could you provide further details about the next meeting?
Would you retain what you objected to there? Is that something that's normally done?
No, but I think what we were asking for was a little more detailing on. There's not much detail as far as debt preventers, things like that. Are any inspections required on the rock netting to keep it safe? Something like that that has to be incorporated into the plan.
I could discuss with Paul, but usually that's, you know, we sub that out to a company that takes care of that.
Yes, I mean, there's manufacturers, how many specifications are.
Okay. We'll get some information.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's all addressed before we go.
Right, when you're looking,
yeah,
you're going
to
regular up.
To get a building.
Yes,
you need a steep.
We can get more detail on that.
Yeah.
Since it's an integral part of the project. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Is there any concern about that open water easement across the front? Along the roadway? I think the seepage pits may be partially. That was one of our comments to Owen Arch.
Well,
is there any underground zones there?
No. What is Orange and Rock, and they just, when they dedicated these streets, they just give a blanket 15 foot.
There's
just to cover.
There's no underground roads around to that.
They have that spec. They have that property corners, but.
Okay.
Brian, I'm sorry. Can you repeat what you said for you were requesting more detail?
On the rock meeting.
Thank you.
Our memo from January 31st kind of spells out exactly what.
Oh, okay, I see it. Thank you.
We do say that we provided a time for the permits, but I think it would be beneficial for the board to have a little bit of comfort.
Yeah.
To know exactly what you're approving.
Well,
thank you.
Do we have that January meeting?
Oh, yeah, here.
I think we have comments. I've been generating something. I just knew one time.
You mean that?
Any other questions, comments from board?
Engineers.
Yeah, I'll talk to you after.
Site plan approval for the property.
Councilman
next date, Shanna?
Yes, it's going to be March 21st.
On March 21st. No, the second.
Good. All approved? Yes?
Yeah. Okay, we'll see you then.
Thank you then.
All right.
New business.
Any new business?
Do we have any new business? We do not. Does anyone have any thoughts, comments, anything to bring up? In that case, make a motion to adjourn.
Aye.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
I feel like I should leave. Hold on a second. Yeah.